what's happening at the minute is when the council is talking about repairs, they're talking about the fabric of the house, and very little attention, if any at all, has been given to what's outside the wall, roads, footpaths and sewage systems. And over the long, long number of years, this has never been funded in an organised way. It's piecemeal. It's a big gaping hole in the policy of the council, and it just has to be amended and changed so that those items receive the attention that's needed.
Are you happy with the response you've been given by the council? Officials are saying that they're trying to ensure that they get the balance right themselves.
Yeah, I think that the council has very clearly said, you know, that this policy doesn't work, that it isn't sufficient for what's needed today, and they have to run it through the SPC committees of the council for to find an amendment. I welcome that, but I don't want that to be a talking shop. I want that to bring back an effective policy in time for it to be considered for budgetary funding, because without funding, we can't go anywhere.
And that is the next problem, because the more money that's going to be put into roads and infrastructure and areas around housing, the less money is going to be available for the houses themselves, unless there's a substantial increase in the overall budget.
Yeah, that's right. And the SPCs are a very effective way of bringing it to a policy conclusion, but then we have to bring it to a budgetary conclusion. But saying that, they are council tenants. It is council estates and council property. They have a duty of care to this, and that care hasn't been forthcoming over a long, long number of years.